Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Startup Daily, episode 900, Performance Management in a Remote Environment, How It Impacts Our Culture, by Antonella Pisani of iFullMedia.com. And hey there, I am Dan. I am your host and narrator, bringing you these great blog posts on entrepreneurship in audio form every single day. Thanks so much for joining me today as we hear from Antonella and optimize your life. Performance Management in a Remote Environment, How It Impacts Our Culture, by Antonella Pisani of iFullMedia.com. I never set out to build an agency or business, but as things progressed through the years, I knew that nothing would matter more to me than building a healthy and high-performance culture. Several of the companies in which I had worked had poor morale, and I always worked hard to create a positive subculture on my teams to attract and retain the right talent. As a company founder, I set the tone for our culture and what's acceptable. We've decided that our definition of culture is simple. It's how we treat each other. At our company, gratitude, humility, and respect are all a big part of that, but so are high expectations for performance. What is performance management? Experts define performance management as the recurring discussion process between managers and employees. These interactions happen throughout the year to help achieve goals and objectives for the individual and the company. Performance management includes one-on-ones, annual reviews, and other discussions that typically involve defining objectives, setting goals, two-way feedback, and ensuring that everything is on track. Investing in performance management. When we started growing from a team of a few people to a more professional organization, we decided to invest in a performance management system. We looked at a few solutions, but ultimately chose 15-5 because it felt the most like us in its language. We wanted to add structure without adding a corporate feeling. One of the most impactful parts of the solution has been the simplest, high fives. These are typically one or two line kudos, and it's rare that anything makes me happier than when I see team members expressing their gratitude for each other, day in and day out, over big things and little things. We have high fives integrated with Slack, and when I interview candidates, I show them the channel so that they can see that what we highlight about culture is true. My perspective has been that I'll save money in some areas and invest in solutions that might be big for our small business if I feel like they will make a sizable impact. And that's been the case for our investment with 15-5 and performance management. Managing performance discussions within our team. We knew that providing feedback was going to be important at iFull, and also knew that many managers and leaders aren't the best at giving it. Our goal was to find a multifaceted solution that felt structured yet informal, so that people would want to use it. Here are a few ways that we've used a performance management solution to boost performance, productivity, and morale simultaneously. 1. High fives. Even if all our performance management system did was allow for kudos, it would be worth it from a morale perspective. Before selecting a platform, it was tough to get accolades from our team to share in our monthly all-hands meeting. Now we see compliments flying daily. This has reinforced our culture of gratitude and easily allows our team to celebrate each other. As a leader, it's also been incredibly helpful in learning who the unsung heroes are on our team and gaining a perspective on how employees collaborate, both within their areas and cross-functionally. 2. Check-ins and pulse scores. Our team uses a weekly check-in and provides a score on how they feel, 1 to 5. This is a great vehicle for one-way, asynchronous communication between employees and their managers. Check-ins have made it easier for employees to share progress and help with performance management by supporting committed action. The basic premise of this form is to confirm that employees are completing the things they said they would do in a given week, and also to set the stage for what they are committing to doing in the upcoming week. A few team members have requested shifting these to every other week instead of weekly. It's something we're considering. The pulse scores enable our leadership team to keep an eye on morale at 3 levels, for individual employees, teams, and the company overall. My team has a goal of ensuring that our average score every week is above a 4. That doesn't mean that every employee will have an amazing week. Life happens. But it ensures that our team feels good overall about what is happening in their direct experience. 3. One-on-ones. Our team also uses an employee management solution to administer one-on-ones. This enables us to add questions or discussion points to a central location ahead of time and gives the employee or manager time to think about the question if added sufficiently in advance. Formalizing our one-on-ones and giving them structure has helped improve the quality of the discussions happening within them. Planning and making it easy to keep track of topics in a central location allow the team to focus conversations on more meaningful topics. Because we also have the check-ins, we've been able to shift one-on-ones to be focused on the things that truly require synchronous dialogue, saving standard progress updates for a written format instead. 4. Performance reviews. When we started the company, everyone other than me was a contractor, and we weren't doing formal reviews for anyone. As we made the first few full-time hires, we realized that these were more about the employees than us. They wanted to know what they needed to develop or improve to grow in their careers. We started by developing a set of questions on a Google Doc and used this to manage reviews for the first year or so. But as we switched to using performance management software, we moved reviews into the system. iFull is a high-performance environment, and we believe in giving feedback early and often. Rather than just having an annual review in our solution, we added 6-week, 3-month, and 6-month reviews. These are much more streamlined than the annual review process, which includes feedback from various peers, but still allow us to have some structure around these important progress checks. And 5, objectives and key results, OKRs. Early in 2022, our senior leadership team, SLT, defined top-level objectives for the organization. Some of these were related to morale, like an average pulse score over 4. Some were financial, and others were related to giving back to our community. We entered these objectives into our performance management system and trickled them down to the rest of the team. They then built objectives based on what we had defined for the organization, ensuring we were all aligned. Several groups also set their individual or departmental goals apart from what we had set for the organization. We embraced this initiative since we always want to encourage personal and professional development among our team. What's next? Competency modeling. As we emerge from adolescence in a DSYS corporate lifecycle model, we know we must implement more structure for our team. High performers want to know what it takes to get to the next level, so our group directors and VP have been partnering to find specifics around a set of technical, managerial, and leadership traits for each level in the organization. Now that we've solidified those items, we have started to load them into 15.5. This will ensure everyone has visibility and is on the same page. Overall, performance management has been fantastic for our company, and I'm grateful we chose to invest in this solution. Since we have always been 100% remote, adding structure to the process and function has made it easier to facilitate discussions and understand how the team is feeling. There's no substitute for face-to-face interaction, but for the times in between, adding performance management has helped improve our culture and communication. You just listened to the post titled Performance Management in a Remote Environment, How It Impacts Our Culture by Antonella Pisani of iFullMedia.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You don't need me to tell you that something always comes up when you're running a small business. Take the pain out of payroll benefits and HR and put the joy back in running your business with Gusto. Gusto's payroll and HR services can make it a little easier. Gusto was designed for you, the small business owner. They take the pain out of running a business, automatically calculating paychecks, filing payroll taxes, setting up open enrollment. Gusto does it all. Want more? Time tracking, health insurance, 401k, onboarding, commuter benefits, offer letters, access to HR experts. Well, you get the idea. With Gusto, you can focus on the joy of running your business, and it's super easy to set up and get started. And if you're moving from another provider, Gusto can transfer all your data for you. So it's no surprise 94% of customers are likely to recommend Gusto. 94. And here's the best part. Because you're a listener, you get 3 months totally free. All you have to do is go to gusto.com/OWD. Again, that's gusto.com/OWD. And I'm telling you, you're going to love Gusto. Get started today. And thanks to Antonella, who brings more than 24 years of digital experience with a focus on e-commerce leadership and digital marketing. Prior to starting Eiffel, she held VP and SVP roles at companies including ProFlowers, Guitar Center, JCPenney, and Fossil. On a personal note, Antonella is an avid traveler and photographer with a particular passion for visiting places off the beaten path, including Antarctica, Easter Island, Bhutan, and the Arctic. She is fluent in Spanish and Portuguese and knows enough French and Italian to get by with the locals. She's now based in Dallas, Texas, and is a member of the North Texas Food Bank Advisory Council and a member of the Dwell with Dignity Board of Directors. And you can check out more great content from her at eyefulmedia.com. That's eyefulmedia.com. Lots of great advice there, so please do check it out. And thanks again to Antonella for letting us share her work. And with that, we have come to the end of our post and the end of the weekend here at Optimal Startup Daily. As always, I thank you so much for being here and listening all the way through, and I will see you again tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.